FM 90.3 WJTL, it's full speed ahead for Reliant K, Forget and Not Slow Down, a new song from Zach Williams before that, Fear is a Liar. It's now 11:34. The Roadshow Tour is coming to the Giant Center in Hershey tomorrow night and features some familiar voices in Christian music, including For King and Country. Right now, to talk about the tour is Joel Smallbone from the band. Joel, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, John. Thank you. Thanks for having me. And you might not realize this, but tomorrow night's going to be the second night of the tour. We're actually over here in Charlottesville this evening, kicking the whole thing off. And this kind of, for at least our band, marks the first tour of the year. So we are primed and ready to go.
Yeah. So this is a big day for you. Opening night of the tour tonight. What kind of emotions do you have as you anticipate this evening?
Some conflicting ones. By nature, I'm very enthusiastic and excited. My brother, who makes up the other half of the band, he is about as sick as a dog right now.
So really?
He's had the flu for the last week. So he's fighting valiantly, but as far as stepping in the gap for him vocally, and it's the beauty of being a duo, he might be up there just sort of playing on drums and spending a moment on stage rather than doing a lot of singing tonight. And we're hoping he'll kind of turn the corner today. But that always, when you've got the opening night and there's so many variables, and for this, you mentioned Zach Williams earlier, Zach's out here, and Social Club Misfits, and Allie Grant, and Matthew West, and the list goes on, Bethel Music. There's so many variables, and so you're... I do know this. We've come into this tour. This will be the strongest presentation that we've ever done in the 6 years of what we put together as a band live. But having kind of a man down, there's eight of us on stage, so we can fill in the gap, but having a man down always kind of tickles your nerves a little bit.
Right. Well, now, with the artists that you mentioned, sounds like a wide variety of music represented there. Would it be fair to say that there's just going to be just about something for everyone?
Absolutely. That was part of when we talked about doing this tour. That's part of the charm of the Roadshow, is that you have enough. There's not so many artists that everyone has like 10 minutes to play, but there's enough to where, like you well said, you've got, you know, a bit of more. You've got your church music. You've got kind of the more gospel angle with Zach, you've got pop with Matthew, and you've got hip hop with Social Club, and then hope you've got this kind of theatrical orchestral alternative side of it with us. But I think it's, I mean, to be determined, you'll see for yourself tomorrow night, but I think it's shaping up, just the spirit of it, to be a really collaborative, lovely night.
Having seen your tour schedule, looks like Hershey is one of the few places east of the Mississippi River where this tour actually stops. So our area is extremely blessed to have the opportunity to see the tour. For someone who has never seen For King and Country in concert, what are some highlights that they can anticipate?
There's a lot of heart, you know, for what we do. A lot of stories. That's always Luke and I try to be as truthful as we can be in who we are as young men and as an artist. But there's also a lot of theatrics. You know, we've got a 60-foot by 30-foot curtain that falls from the ceiling, and we've got lasers, and we've got streamers, and we've just, the reason I say this will be the kind of most extensive presentation that we've ever done, is we've just incorporated these massive video panels that are going to be more light sources, and it's all kind of synchronized and timed, and there's 43 instruments on stage and a load of drums. It's very rhythmic, so it becomes there's a moment where we go out into the audience and kind of say g'day to everyone in the crowd. It's just it's a real kind of packed, punchy night, I think, and I'm anxious to get it going. And you're right, Pennsylvania is the farthest east we'll go, and then, you know, within a week we'll be out on the West Coast. So it's we're putting some miles under our belt.
Absolutely. Well, I noticed that the concert starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and you've got many artists. So how long will this concert actually be?
Well, it's slated, I think it's slated for about 3.5-4 hours.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible.
But, yeah, it's quite a night. Now, with us sort of getting this show under our belt, there might be a little bit of extra time, 10, 15 minutes tagged in there somewhere as well. But it's certainly going to be a full evening. You're not going to need to go and get dessert afterwards because we'll be your dessert for you.
So with the other artists who are on tour, how well do you know them? Are they good friends? Are you just getting to know them? What level of interaction is taking place?
Some more than others, you know, naturally. Right? You'll find that even in the film world and the music world, it's all a bit smaller than it might look like on paper. So there is connections and kind of at least a handshake between all of us. But there is Zach Williams, for instance. We've been a supporter of his from afar, and we've played a handful of shows together. And Luke and I actually called him when we were talking about doing this tour last year and specifically said, hey, we would really love for you to consider coming out with us on this because we love what you do. And even Bethel, the church group that's out with us, we really strongly pushed to have them come on the tour as well. And so we really took it upon ourselves to kind of help put the right people in the right seats as best we could, at least on this tour. And there's certainly lots of love. I'd say our deepest connection would probably be with Zach.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking with Joel Smallbone from Four King and Country, and they're part of the Roadshow Tour at the Giant Center in Hershey, which is taking place tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Tickets are available. You can go to WJTL.com, click on the Junction Center tab, or you can go to thejunctioncenter.com. And if you want more details, call 717-459-3701. Now, the concert is presented by Compassion International. Joel, what is your connection with Compassion? Why are you excited about what they do?
You know what, John? We've been connected with Compassion for almost 2 decades. And I say that more as a family. Obviously, for King Country has only been around for a little over 5 years. But our oldest sister, Luke's and my oldest sister, Rebecca St. James, was an artist for many years. And she was a massive supporter of Compassion. I think she had, in her time, had 30,000 children sponsored through her music career. And so when we began as a band, we had already been closely tied to Compassion, loved what they had done, and Luke and I have been on a few trips with them, respectively, and taken our wives, and it's just, we've seen firsthand that, you know, you get into this point where you see the infomercials and the kids that are starving, and it's sad, but sometimes it can tend to become just a bit noisy, and you kind of feel like you're being there's something missing, and you're I don't know, there's something cheeky going on there. And I could tell you firsthand with Compassion, man, these men and women and this company are changing cultures. Like, they're building the next leaders of tomorrow, and they're not only giving them education, they're not only giving them sustenance and changing family dynamics, but they're giving them an opportunity to really connect spiritually as well and understand, you know, their maker and what they're here to do on this earth. And so I could not speak more highly. And that was honestly the biggest draw to coming out on Roadshow for us, was the opportunity to continue to partner with Compassion.
Thank you, Joel, for taking time to talk with us. We look forward to your concert appearance tomorrow night. Once again, Four King and Country, part of the Roadshow Tour, tomorrow evening, starting at 6 o'clock, and also appearing on stage, Natalie Grant, Zach Williams, Matthew West, Bethel Music, and Social Club Misfits. For tickets, go to thejunctioncenter.com. You can also go to WJTL.com, click on the Junction Center tab. Information is there. or call 717-459-3701. Final question before you go. The song Priceless. I know there's a movie also with the same title. Which came first, the movie or the song? And what's the inspiration behind all of that?
Which do you think came first, John?
I would guess the song, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, and most people do, but you are, in fact. So it was a really interesting... We'd always wanted to write a song about a woman's worth and about men kind of being chivalrous. And it eluded us, really, for the years that we'd tried to. We started working on this film, Priceless, which was released through Universal Studios last year. And I was fortunate to be one of the actors in it, and Luke, one of the producers. And it was in the middle of that, actually, while we were on these phone calls with... So there's a part of the film that drops into the world of human trafficking. And it's a love story drama at heart, but there's a part of it, like I said, that exposes this treachery that's going on right underneath our noses. And when we were talking, it's based on a true story, when we were talking to these folks that are experts in human trafficking relief, man, your heart just breaks at the reality of what's going on. And so it was really, as we dug into the film, that we turned around and said, this is a song that needs to be written, and this is the heart of the song. We finally found the center of it. And so it's been, it feels more timely, I got to tell you, even at the beginning of this year, when you look at, you reflect on 2017 and you look at actors or TV personalities or even Olympic trainers that have, been accused and put in prison for molestation or for, sexual abuse or talking poorly about a woman, all the rest of it. I think it's time for us to really recognize, particularly as men, for us to step up and stand out and quiet this side of us that is really damaging the core of humanity, and that is the family. And equally for women to say, hey, to know that your worth is not found in your form or your figure or your face, but it's found in the fact that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that out of 7 billion people on the planet, there's only one you. You're unique, you know. No matter what any man has said to you or done to you, that's just the fact. So that is something we'll continue to champion through 2018 and beyond, for sure, because it's very close to our hearts.
Right. Yeah. Well, Joel, my wife and I saw the movie. We were very moved. And I really appreciate you stepping forward and daring to address that delicate issue. It needs to be talked about.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you for the time, man. Give our love to the rest of the staff there. You guys do great work. And really looking forward to coming up and seeing you guys tomorrow.
Great to hear from you again, Joel. Have a wonderful day. Hope the opening night goes well. And we'll be praying for Luke that he can recover from the flu quickly.
Thank you, sir. All right. Very much appreciate it. Bless you.
Take care. 11:47. Let's play the song.